99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. All you have to do is turn it up on demand.
99.7 DJX. If you got plans tonight, cancel them unless you are headed to Pink Prom. It is tonight, Melwood Arts Center, 8 o'clock. Going to be a fun night. DJs Ryan Cox and DJ K-Dog, who, if you've ever gone to a home game for the Louisville Cardinals, you've heard DJ K-Dog. DJ, he's their house DJ, so that's pretty cool. That party starts at 8 o'clock.
I'm going to go ahead and put in an early request for NSYNC.
You know what? He'd probably play it.
I'm just going to say. I'm just going to put that out there. You can back me up on that. But that's as soon as I get there, I'm going straight to the DJ booth, and that's what I'm going to say.
You know what? You've got some pull, I think, Kelly.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I think you could probably walk over there. I don't even think you'd probably need to slip him a $10 bill or anything. You could probably just say, hey, going to need to hear this in less than 10 minutes.
I'll send him over a beverage as a thank you.
Yes, that's what you need to do. And I'll tell you, a lot of times when people, and I think they go about requesting songs from the DJ at parties the wrong way. Like, they request the song and they expect to hear it immediately. Like,
yes.
If you go over and you're like, hey, you know what? Sometime in the next hour, because, you know, you're going to be there for a while. So it's like, hey, sometime in the next hour, if you could slip in a little bit of NSYNC.
And, yeah, just surprise me.
Yeah, and I'm going to send over a drink for you. That'd be fantastic. I mean, that'd be the way to go.
Absolutely.
As opposed to, hey, I'm going to need NSYNC and I'm going to need it next.
That's too demanding.
It is a bit demanding, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because you're not the only one at the party.
Right.
And you're probably not the only one that requested a song, because people love to do that.
And here's a little hint for you. The DJ isn't playing just for you. The DJ's playing for the entire mass crowd that's there. So
exactly. Even though you know that your request will be universally loved and danced to.
Or you think it will be.
No, you right. know.
Right.
You know.
All right. Well, anyways, like I said, I think you have some pull, so you could probably get that played tonight. So anyways.
Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, Pink Prom tonight, 8 o'clock, Melwood Arts Center. Tickets, of course, it goes to Norton Cancer Institute, WDJX.com. Click events, or just go to thepinkprom.com, get them, and we'll see you out there tonight. All right, coming up next, Feel Good. Kelly, what are you working on?
This is a really amazing video that's gone viral on Instagram. An Army vet had to get kind of creative in figuring out how to remove the gator from his yard.
Is it Florida being Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that only happens in Florida. This is Florida being Florida, but he has like a cheering section, which makes it even better.
Every hour, we do this. About 15 after each hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We go to Florida, where Florida is being Florida with alligators in people's yards.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is kind of fantastic. Eugene Bozzi, he's an Army vet there, and he's like, you know what? I've got kids. This gator's in my yard. I got to figure something out.
Right.
So he said it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, but he grabbed this huge recycling bin with a big lid on it and kind of started scooting it towards the gator.
I mean,
who was scooting backwards and hissing.
I've got like 10 seconds of audio from that, and I can't play any more because
there's some words.
The crowd, yeah, there is some like, oh, blank, you know, when it happens. Yeah. But I'll play what I have.
Okay.
So this is him scooting close to the gator.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to hear the kind of the lid crash down on the gator, and that's when he actually gets him in the recycling container.
Yep.
And that's when the crowd's like, whoa!
Yeah, they're like a boss. Mm-hmm. And so then he just kind of relocated him in the bushes.
Oh,
but, you know, his whole thinking behind it, he said, I watch a lot of Animal Planet videos. And I thought
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the recycling bin was big enough to scare him into thinking it's a mouth. Though he was like, he's going to think I'm like a hippo or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it worked. Got him out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were just like, and dude was wearing slides too.
Yep,
so
absolutely, I mean, it's Florida.
It is Florida being Florida.
Got to be comfy. You can see the entire video. It's pretty great on our website, WDJX.com. We'll also tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, also put it in the Instagram stories at Ben and Kelly Show. So, all right, Feel Good. Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX. This sent me into a full-on rage. And I say that because I'm a pretty chill person, so really it wasn't that horrible. But Kelly, I need to ask you some of these things because there are some of the most commonly used English phrases. But it turns out I have been saying them wrong for years.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, all right, so first of all, spitting image or spit and image?
Spitting.
Yeah.
Spitting image.
So spitting image, that's what everybody says, right? Spitting
yes.
image. Technically, spit and image is the correct way to say it. But at this point, spitting image is used so commonly that most people have no idea that spit and image is most likely the original phrase.
How do you explain it? Like, why? What does it mean? That's a spit and image
yeah.
of you.
Yeah. So there are a few theories about the origin, but many believe it comes from people saying that a child looked so much like their parents that they could have spit the child out.
It still, in my brain, makes sense to say yeah. spitting image.
Yeah, so...
I'm spitting an image of you.
Right.
You look exactly like me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I technically, spit and image is correct, but I
denounce that.
Again,
I denounce it.
One of those things that I was like, okay, so I had no idea even what the original one was. All right, so another one. Hone in? Like, are you going to hone in on something, or are you going to home in on something?
Hone in.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, hone means, like, refining or... perfecting something, right? So
yes.
it kind of like makes sense.
Absolutely.
But it's home.
No, it's not. No, it is not.
See,
no, it is not.
You're
I'm already raging.
You're feeling the same rage I did,
my
right?
blood is boiling over.
I know.
No, it's not. First of all, I'm still angry about spitting image.
Uh-huh.
I spit on that.
Right, so...
And now this is you hone into it. Wait a second, let me look up what
home
means.
Don't try to argue this, because home in is the one that means finding and moving directly towards something. So you hone your skills, but you home in on a target.
No, you don't. You do not. That is incorrect.
Okay. Kelly's like, I protest! All right.
Nope.
So again, these phrases that we've been saying all our lives, apparently we've been saying incorrectly. All right.
That is no, because if I hear anyone say home in, first of all, I can't even say it. Second of all, I'm correcting them. It's hone in.
Okay, well, technically, you'd be wrong. All right, so another one. You've got another thing coming, or you've got, I can't even say this.
You can't even finish it?
All right, so it's either you've got another thing coming, or you've got another think coming.
Stop it. Stop it. The second one doesn't even make sense. Doesn't even make sense.
So, which one's correct?
The first one is correct, sir. Stop it. Don't even tell me it's the second one.
So
stop it right now. Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
We can say they're both right because they both mean the same thing.
Really?
But
have you ever heard anyone say you've got another think coming?
Well, but that came first. That means you're telling someone they're wrong about something and need to go have another think about it.
You don't have a think.
So both
you go think about it. You don't have a think though.
Correct, but you've got another think coming gets the edge because of its seniority. Because
stop it
came first.
Stop, stop, stop. Stop.
I told you.
This
I told
is,
you.
This
Kelly,
is ridiculous.
Kelly,
I'm done.
I told you. This is going to send you into a rage, and you're already raging.
I'm there. My blood is boiling over this.
I've got three more quick ones. You ready for them?
Oh, God.
All right. Is it hunger pains or hunger pangs?
Hunger pains, because it's an actual pain
yeah.
of hunger.
Right, right. That's what I thought, too.
Yes. Is pang even a word? That's not even a word.
Pang
That's
is
not a word.
Pang is actually a medical term referring to cramps that are caused by hunger. So the correct phrase is hunger pangs, even though hunger pains would still make sense.
Okay.
I told you.
All right,
I'm
if
enraging.
That's a medical term, I might accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to say hunger pain,
yep.
though?
Technically, you'd be wrong. All right, so last two. Is it, these are so stupid. Is it I'm going to pawn off something or palm off something?
Pawn. I am going to pawn this off onto you because I'm lazy and don't want to do it. No, just stop shaking your head. That is not, no. Uh-uh. I don't accept it.
They can both mean to get rid of something, but pawn off comes from the definition of pawn, while palm off comes from palming, which is when you hide your cards in your hand during poker.
That doesn't make sense.
So the correct phrase is palm
most situations.
Off. All right, last one.
It is pawn.
Last
I'm
going to
pawn this off onto you.
Sure. All right, Kelly, last one. Is it is it butt naked or buck naked?
Okay, I will accept both. I feel like both should be acceptable because if you are butt naked, you are showing your butt. And also, if you are buck naked, then you are naked and possibly your name is Buck. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the buck naked came.
So butt naked makes more sense, right? Yeah.
Yes,
so,
it does. Technically, yes, because you're showing your butt if you're naked.
But again, buck came first. So buck naked is the correct way.
Whatever. I'm still saying butt naked. Whenever I have to use that in a sentence because it's so often.
All right. So there you go. Like I said, I'm sorry that I sent so much rage into your body with these phrases that you have been saying wrong your entire life.
The only ones that I will maybe possibly accept are hunger pangs because, yes, medical terminology. Yep. All right. Whatever. Yep. Probably still not going to change, though. I'm still going to say hunger pangs. Mm-hmm. And buck naked. All right. I could say either or. That doesn't necessarily make me angry. The other ones make me want to rage and destroy something right now.
So there you go. Welcome to my world now. Okay. We'll tweet out the entire list so you can go through it and rage just like us at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So our setting the bar story involves some damn squirrels.
Uh-oh.
What do these damn squirrels do? Well,
they must be causing a ruckus.
Yeah, getting into
some way, shape, or form.
That's right. Getting into some trouble. It's our setting the bar story. And it's coming up here in just about 10 minutes. We always give you setting the bar stories to set the day. It's at the bar for your day and weekend very low, right, Kelly?
It's a little hurdle you can jump over successfully and say, that was a win for me.
That was a win for me. So if you can manage to make it through the day, the weekend, without letting some damn squirrels eat the delicious wiring in your truck, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Your truck's probably not going to work like it should.
No. And you're like, why would they do that? So this dude out of Colorado, he had $11,000 worth of car damage.
Oh, wow. That's a hefty bill.
Yeah. After squirrels decided, this is tasty.
Wow. And like, I don't understand that. Like, how animals like to munch on that kind of stuff. I don't get it.
So here's the thing. Apparently, it's soy-based truck wiring, which is equipped in many new vehicles.
Soy-based?
Right.
Like, as in made with, like, soybeans?
Right. So the regional director of public affairs for AAA is giving his expert opinion on what this phenomenon is and why they're so delicious.
Popped the hood, caught a squirrel red-handed right down here snacking on these wires. They told me that because the wires were chewed so close to the firewall, they had no option but to replace the entire wiring harness in the truck.
Yeah, $11,000. Okay, so why?
Wow. It went from oil-based to soybean-based. Well, it is great for the environment, so great, of course, that animals are attracted to that soybean-based insulation, so they chew through it.
Oh, no. What do you do then? What do you do? Are you, like, should never... I mean, your car's not safe anywhere there are squirrels in, right? And if they have this kind of wiring?
And I feel like squirrels are everywhere, so I don't know what you do.
I don't know what you do either. We need to hide from squirrels now? This is so bizarre.
I had no idea.
The times we're living in.
Soybean-based truck wiring? Like, I've never even heard of such a thing. Right, exactly.
No, okay.
So, I guess this is just a little warning. If you've got a newer vehicle that you might have wiring that is awfully tasty to some squirrels.
Oh, little squirrels just like, ooh, you smell that? Yeah, that's fresh wiring.
That's the mating call of squirrels.
Some dinner.
Going to get your truck wiring.
Oh, wow. All right. Do we need to put netting underneath or something so they can't get up in there?
I mean,
can we invent that?
Maybe. Maybe that's the key there.
Maybe.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Kelly?
Yes.
You ready for the stupid fact of the day?
Okay, let's do it. So much learning.
Yeah, little do you know when you come to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show for the fun, the music, and the entertainment that you will inadvertently learn something, all right?
You're getting the education.
All right, so this is your stupid fact of the day for this morning. The dot over the letter I has a name.
It has a name? It's not just the dot?
The dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
Shut up.
Let me see them tittles!
Oh, come on.
Yeah, listen, tittles!
We are not mature enough for this kind of information. We're not.
Sometimes people try to hide the tittles. But you know what? You just need to let the tittles breathe.
All right.
Let them breathe.
Someone is just tuning in right now at this moment. And they have no idea that you're talking about the dot that goes over an eye.
The dot over the eye is called a tittle. And
why?
There you go.
Why did we name it that? Who named it that?
Probably a guy.
Mr. Tittle?
All I'm saying is that we need to let the tittle breathe, all right?
Seriously?
Show it with pride.
Where did you find this? Did you just find this on... Is there some Twitter account you're following? Like stupid random facts that we have no idea if it's actually true or not, but you're just taking it as true because you found it on the internet?
So you know what? You're welcome. You're welcome. Dot over the letter I, a tittle.
Why?
Brenda texts in and says, going to use stupid facts of the day as my fun fact Friday at school, but maybe not today's.
No, not today.
Brenda,
not today.
Let the tittle breathe. Let it breathe. It's not even DJX. Good morning. Let's get to your feel good. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So this was sent to us by so many people. We love that when you do that. An LMPD officer is called in to check on a 92-year-old woman who neighbors said they hadn't seen for a couple of days. So Officer Hobbs from the 1st Division got there. The woman was home, but she said that she had just gotten out of the hospital and that she was embarrassed about her grass not having been cut.
Oh, no.
So Officer Hobbs took matters into his own hands, cut her grass.
Oh,
how great is that?
I like that.
And so, you know, they took a little picture, put it up on LMPD's Facebook page. The woman also tried to pay Officer Hobbs, but he refused and said, you know what? I'll come back sometime for coffee.
What's the going rate? $5?
What, son? Listen, I think I've got some in my wallet.
I've got $5 in a coupon to Denny's.
A Chick-fil-A coupon.
No, man, that's okay.
Nope, I'll come back for coffee. You can treat me then. So that's sweet.
Yeah.
We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good deal. All right, feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, you laugh, you lose. That is the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. Until someone cracks, aka laughs, that person will lose.
I got my husband to laugh last night.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
All right. So, that on the way in about 25 minutes. Before that, as alluded to, we have an update from an earlier group therapy.
Juicy.
Yeah, it's juicy. It's dribble
it's a
down
juicy
your
update.
Chin. Juicy.
No, listen, you can say like, 8 out of 10 oranges juicy or something.
That's
a scale I'm looking for. I'm not looking for dribbling down chins.
I mean,
I'm looking for
juicy though, when you bite into something and it dribbles down your chin, that's juicy, is it not?
That's why I'm asking for how many oranges though on a juice level.
I'm just saying one big old fat juicy orange. Dribble down your chin orange. So group therapy is, you know, you can always shoot us a message and we don't have an emotional connection with your situation. So we can just toss it out to our listeners and, you know, try to help you out of your situation, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when a listener, you know, a couple weeks ago had been dating this guy for 6 months and she Googled him and she finds out he's not who he says he is. In fact, she can't even find anything about him and his career. She addresses it with him. He freaks out and he's all like, oh, it's a red flag. And she's like wondering what we thought about it.
We tossed a lot of things out there. There are a lot of things from like, yeah, that's a big red flag. You should leave him, to he might be working undercover for the government, might be like CIA witness protection program, like lots of things.
Lots of things.
We're tossed out there. I'm not sure how much we helped.
Right. So last night we got an update. Says, hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks so much for all your help. So I decided to start asking my boyfriend more specific questions about his job, saying I was fascinated in his field. My guard is up. And I'm preparing my brain for the fact that I've been catfished in plain sight and that he's not who he thinks, who I think he is. Plus, based on how he reacted the last time I asked him about his job and about Googling him, I didn't have a good feeling. Surprisingly, he was very open and answered my questions without pause. So I decided to ask him why he got so upset when I Googled him and nothing came up. He paused, took a deep breath, and told me that since we hadn't been seeing each other that long, I put him in an awkward position because of what he really does.
What does he really do? Oh, boy. A million things are running through my brain right now.
She's there with you. She writes, I'm like, all caps, what do you really do? I'm thinking mafia, government, drugs, something bad, really bad.
She went to a dark place.
So he tells me not to freak out, which is the last thing you should tell a woman.
Uh-oh.
And proceeds to tell me that I'm right, and he doesn't really do what he told me he did.
Okay, what do you do, sir?
And that's why nothing came up when I Googled him. He then told me he was embarrassed to admit he has no job.
Oh.
And he's been living off his grandparents' inheritance for the past several years. So I press and ask him, where do you go every day? And he tells me nowhere. He told me he games and he volunteers at a local shelter.
I like the volunteering.
Yeah. So she writes, so I feel like poop. I was sitting here getting ready to throw the book at him and he totally flips it. Now, I'm not sure about him not working, but at least he's not in the mafia. Thanks, Ben and Kelly.
At least he's not in the mafia. Mic drop. I'm out. Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know.
I needed her to follow up and say, well, would you like to find a career? Because that's what I'm just thinking. Like, eventually, grandma and grandpa's money's going to run out, right?
So I'm thinking he's manifesting something he wants. He's telling her he wants to do this. And so now he just needs the push to, like, take him in that direction, whether it's to use some of that inheritance to go to school and become whatever he's saying he is, or go towards that.
Or he just thought, that sounds like a successful profession, so I'll just tell her that.
Yeah, I mean, and Sally texts in and says, he still lied. No way to start a relationship. I mean, that's true. He did.
Well, yes. I kind of get now why he was embarrassed to admit that, especially when you start dating someone new. However, I did need her to kind of follow up and just like, so is this your life plan?
Yeah, I know. I was a little bit weirded by the fact that she just kind of went with it. Just like,
I know.
Okay, sure. All right.
That's fine now. But so what is our five?
So hang on
plan?
A second. I bet that even could be a lie. Who knows? Maybe he really is in the mafia. And he's
I just volunteer in my spare time.
Listen, you're making her a little bit
I'm making it
more paranoid.
Paranoid, right? All right. So anyways, there's your update.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know if I feel like I didn't get closure. I mean, I kind of did. But now I kind of need to know, like, are you ever going to find a job, sir?
Yeah, right. Susie texts in, what shelter does he supposedly volunteer at? I'd be stopping in and verifying his story. He's already lied, so why wouldn't he lie about that, too?
No, he's saying, like, you know what? I love that. I want to volunteer with you.
Yeah, can I volunteer with you?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update. Keep us updated on this growing saga here with 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, which, by the way, Bridget sent us a text and said, my 9-year-old just asked why you don't all just record the trumpets on your phone so you can play it every week so they don't all have
very
to come into
smart.
The studio.
That is very smart.
Listen,
wow.
Noted.
Maybe we can start doing that.
Thank you. Gentlemen, you can leave. Gentlemen and ladies, sorry, you can leave.
They never get on camera. They're always so shy.
Yeah, always so shy. All right, You Laugh, You Lose, the game where we try to throw our best jokes all for a trophy. The You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, which now is in Kelly's hands because she won last week.
Yeah, for me, it's really the taped-on label is really what makes it most valuable in my eyes.
It's called character, Kelly.
Okay. And by the way, happy birthday to our friend Tim. He's always hanging with us.
Oh, when we go live on Facebook at 99.7DJX. Yes,
he's the one.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Happy birthday, Tim.
All right, so losers go first. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah. Okay, wait a second. I'm going to tell you one of these jokes in my arsenal made my husband laugh. One of them. See if you can pick that out. Ready?
Here we go. Kelly.
Yeah.
What does Bob the Builder become after he retires?
What does he become after he retires?
Just Bob.
Absolutely. Because he's not building anymore. He's retired.
That's right.
Solid joke.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My dad told me a joke about boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I missed the punchline.
Mm. Kelly, how do cows stay up to date?
How do cows stay up to date?
They read the newspaper.
Did you just get that one on Twitter? I just saw that one posted. It's cute.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really odd?
What?
Numbers not divisible by two.
Factual. I love those factual jokes. Kelly, what's the opposite of Disney?
I don't know.
Datney.
Awesome.
Disney? Datney.
Solid. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jacqueline for this one. Where does Captain Hook buy his hooks?
Where?
Secondhand store.
Yes, that's where he would get them. It's you laugh, you lose. Yeah. Kelly, what do you call a fat pumpkin?
What do you call a fat pumpkin?
A plumpkin.
Okay. Cute. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an Australian cooking show, and when the chef made meringue, everyone clapped. And that kind of shocked me, because most Australians boo meringue.
Crikey! It's you laugh, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. The other day, my friend died. When we couldn't,
oh, no.
Yeah, we couldn't remember his blood type. As he died, he kept insisting, be positive. But, you know, it's hard without him.
That's tough. Really tough. Such a mystery, too. Too bad we'll never know.
Never know.
What his blood type is.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewer says, why should we hire you as a server?
Why?
Guy says, well, for starters, I bring a lot to the table.
Kelly, how many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One. Germans are efficient and have no sense of humor.
Gotcha. I am a German. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, did you realize most gnomes wear red hats?
Uh-uh.
That's a little gnome fact.
That it is. Ready for another light bulb joke?
Sure am.
How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. They just all sit in the dark and cry.
Unfortunate. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Jim's on your side.
Thanks, Jim.
My friend and I watched three movies back-to-back last night.
Yeah.
Too bad I was the one facing away from the TV.
Oh, yeah. Another technical joke. Back-to-back. Yeah.
Back-to-back, yeah.
Kelly, where does honey come from?
Where does honey come from?
Bees nuts!
Yeah. I don't know if the gesture was necessary.
Oh, you got to do the gesture, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I walked into a Starbucks the other day and I asked for their mildest roast. Then he responded, you have average ears.
That was good. We're in the middle of You Laugh, You Lose. It's a stalemate so far. You know, Kelly, babies are born with four kidneys.
They are?
Yeah. When they grow up, two of them turn into adult knees.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Woman heard her man was cheating.
Uh-oh.
Barged in with a knife. Missed. Cut his thigh. She was charged with a misdemeanor. That was the one. That was the one that made my husband laugh. That was it. The one.
That was good.
That was the one.
I did enjoy that.
I'm sorry, Jasmine. I couldn't stay strong. I couldn't. Come on, Miss DeWiener. Come on now.
I like
you're
that.
I'm not laughing.
No,
I'm not.
that's good. I commend you on that joke. That was well done. I think it was just a race to see who could hold it in the longest. So congratulations.
Oh, dang, Miss DeWiener.
Oh, I don't know how long she's
going to get for that. Oh, yeah, I did. All right, there you go.
You laugh, you lose. I'll go ahead and take this trophy back. Thank you very much.
All right, enjoy that.
I will.
Enjoy it.
I will.
You know what? I don't care, because Miss DeWiener.
Miss DeWiener. 99.7 Davis, Kelly K Show. It's kind of wild, this story about Shakira. Have you read this?
Yeah, she was attacked by wild boars in Barcelona.
She was attacked by Pumbaa.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like she had her purse stolen from literally Pumbaa while she was on vacation in Barcelona. They were.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I guess, like, you know, in other countries, boars just kind of run wild. And.
Well, they're kind of a problem in other, you know, in lots of cities where there's like a lot of trash mm-hmm. that they can eat. They like human made trash.
Mm-hmm.
They like that. And they can sometimes attack dogs. They're like a nuisance in several cities.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, yeah, the story of Shakira literally accosted by two wild boars, which made off with her purse. Thankfully, she or her son, who she was with, weren't hurt. But, like, you know, when...
No, but she shared it on her Insta story, and she's telling her 8-year-old, like, hey, tell him, Mama fought a wild boar.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Literally, like, when Pumbaa comes and asks for your purse, you give it to him.
Hakuna Matata.
That's right, Hakuna Matata. Means no worries.
I don't think that's what he said.
No.
I'm just going to take your bag. No worries, though.
Yeah.
Ain't no passing craze.
Yeah, that's probably.
She found it in the woods, and it was pretty, like, tattered.
Torn up. Well, yeah, I mean, because they don't have opposable thumbs. How are they going to open it up?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't figure out the zipper, I guess.
I just want to put this into your brain that we've got tickets for Shawn Mendes, the tour, the Wonder, the World Tour, rolling through the Yum Center next year, and we've got tickets before they go on sale. They go on sale next week. All next week. Whenever you hear a Shawn Mendes song, you can get in to win at WDJX.com. Super easy, all right? So keeping it easy, and your opportunity begins on Monday here with 99.7 DJX. You've seen the meme go around every Friday, right, of Daniel Craig appearing on Saturday Night Live, right, Kelly?
Okay.
And let me explain it just a quick sec. It's this meme.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Weeknd.
Yeah, so it's when he's hosting Saturday Night Live back in March of 2020, and it's just that quick, like, 2-second clip of him, that gif of him introducing the singer, The Weeknd, right?
So yes, but then, like, you know, in the meme, it's kind of like, he's welcoming you to every weekend.
Right, every weekend. And this teenager in California literally just snipped it, and it's gone completely viral. So, but here's the thing that we didn't know until just recently. He had no idea he was a meme.
No way. Who told him?
So he was doing like a 20 questions thing, and they asked him what he felt like, or, you know, what it felt like being a meme. And he was like, I don't know what that is, but thank you. That's lovely.
Wait, does he know what a meme in general is, or was he just unaware he was one?
I mean, probably both, let's be honest.
I feel like it was both with right. the way he answered that. Like, right. What's a meme?
What is a meme? Thank you. I appreciate that.
But to be honest, I feel like Daniel Craig is one that would have no idea what a meme is because, you know, he's busy, you know, being James Bond for the past 15 years. You know, he's got other things to do. I don't peg him as someone that's bothered by memes.
No, you're right. He's probably not one who is typically bothered by
media at all. Yeah. I would venture a guess he's not on social media at all.
All right. So anyways, let me be the first to tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Got a notification on 99.7 DJX that November 1st, it's the 40th anniversary of the return of the McRib from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, the McRib's coming back, baby, for the anniversary. Delicious. I say that. I've never actually had
I was just going to say, have you even had one?
That answer is no.
Okay.
I've never had one. But my mom loved them. So I'm going to say that for my mom.
For your mom.
She's like, yeah, McRib,
for
baby.
Mama K. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
She's excited.
Yeah, so November 1st.
For sure.
They are going to, I'm pretty sure. You should probably text your mom. Tell her.
I'll text her. I'll wake her up in about an hour.
Yeah.
I'll
let her know. Hey, mom, guess what? November 1st, put it on your calendar. McRib, make your way to the McDonald's there in Elkhart.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be excited.
All right. Coming up next is group therapy. And you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show or just go to WDGX.com. Click on group therapy and send us a note there as well. You know, sometimes you can't ask the people around you, or you ask the people around you and you know they're going to say something that you don't want to hear. So you come to us.
Yeah, it just kind of confuses you even more. See, we don't have the emotions invested, so we can maybe see it a little bit more objectively.
Yeah, we're void of emotion over here on this show.
Now, listen, we have emotions. We just don't have the particular emotions that you have in this particular situation.
All right. So when she literally reaches out and says, I can't take my own advice,
So what should I do? So,
and then we're going to say, take your own advice.
Yeah, or will we? I don't know. I mean, let's dive in.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so I'm going to toss the phone number out real quick for you. 502-571-9970. Maybe you can help out our listener in this situation. Kelly, you want to jump in on this?
So this is the message. I met an amazing guy on Facebook dating. He seemed absolutely perfect for me. Sweet, kind. We seemed to have a lot of common interests. Mm-hmm. The one topic that was never brought up before we met in person was height.
No.
Now, I strongly prefer tall men. I'm average height, but he's only 5'7".
Okay.
Now, I can't pinpoint why this bothers me so much, but if it was a friend asking me for advice, I would say it's not looks that matter, so I know I'm being a hypocrite because I can't take my own advice.
Oh.
We've only been dating a couple of weeks, but I'm thinking about ending it because I'm simply not attracted to shorter men, and am I subconsciously shallow?
Is she wanting us to tell her she's shallow, or is she wanting us to like give her the green light and say, no, it's okay, you can break up with him? Like, I don't know what exactly she's wanting us to.
Probably a part of her that's wanting the green light. Like, you know, we get it. You can't force attraction. But at the same time, like she said, she would tell her friend in a similar situation, it's not, you know, looks aren't everything. And if he's checking off all the other boxes, like maybe that chemistry can develop, but just like something, just like how tall he is, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, you know, couples that are mismatched in height, and that shouldn't, I think, be a deal breaker.
Okay. Now, Kelly, you're 5'7", right? You're
5'7", yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say you're relatively tall for a female, on the taller side for a female. So, like, I guess if this were you, mm-hmm. have you dated guys that were, you know?
Oh, yeah. I lived this growing up. I mean, I was like this height early on. Like, I shot up real quick. Like, all the boys were shorter than me when I was dating. I ended up wearing a lot of flats to, you know, school dances. Kind of had to crouch down a little bit if anybody wanted to put their arm around me a little bit. I'm like, I wasn't a giant.
Yeah.
But, you know, by those terms, I was taller than most of the boys before they caught up in high school. But it wasn't, you know, I had short boyfriends. It didn't matter. It was just like, hey, if I thought they were cute and we liked hanging out, then we were dating. And it didn't matter that I was taller than most of them. I had a boyfriend for 4 years from like eighth grade to junior year, and I was taller than he was.
Okay, so it sounds like you are not subconsciously shallow when it comes to this.
However, I would like to think no.
Okay, all right.
I'm a sucker for a really cute face. That's what does it for me.
Okay, so maybe we like... Okay, all right. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
I'm telling her to take her own advice. Like, don't let this stand in the way of what could potentially be a great relationship.
Okay, 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. All right, group therapy in a nutshell. She met this guy online. They hit it off. Perfect, except he's 5'7", not short to her. She likes tall men, and she's like, if I even asked myself, what should I do? I'd say, hey, looks aren't everything.
Yeah, she said, you know, if it was a friend of hers, that would be the advice that she would give. Like, you know, just don't let that stand in the way of a good relationship. And Mike said, you know, the whole point of dating sites is to match you with someone you might look right over and never give a chance. It might be the best thing to happen for her.
Ah, pun intended.
Which is a really good point.
Look right over. I get it. I see what you did there.
Oh, wait a second. I'm just not getting that.
Smart.
That was good. Mike, I don't even know if you meant to be funny. You're funny.
So, Austin, you're saying you gotta figure out what box that checks and almost like rank height versus all his other good qualities, right?
Yeah. How important is it just to compare to be treated right?
Right.
I mean, if somebody's too short, then so be it. But if he's treating you right, if he's making you feel good, if he's lifting you up and not ever pulling you down just because you're short, I mean, then, you know, you never know. I do think she's being a little shallow, but on the other hand, I think I get where she's coming from about just not being attracted to somebody. And if you're just not, then you really can't force it. But I think if you have the ability to give it a chance, don't end it right away. And then hopefully something good will come out of it. And if not, then, you know, move on.
Austin, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
See you, bud. Hey, Zach, so what are you thinking with this whole thing?
She should probably step back and look at the personality. You know, I'm a 6'5" dude. I'm also, you know, I'm a bit overweight. But, you know, I've met a lot of girls that, you know, really aren't into shorter dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, if he's got a great personality and, you know, he's a hardworking guy, you know, I think she can give it a shot. You can't break up with someone or hold something against them that they cannot physically control.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate that.
I love that so many men are chiming in on this. Brian said on Facebook, not quite sure why so many people are judging her simply because she knows what she wants and might not be attracted to him. Are you attracted to certain looks in others? I assume everyone can answer yes. Give the girl a break. If she isn't attracted to him, good for her for identifying that now, saving them both time and stress in the long run. Break it off and move on. It's only been a couple of weeks. Now, Daisy said if the height is a must, she should have asked before 2 weeks. Height has nothing to do with being attracted to someone. It's just something you prefer. But I believe height should not break a relationship. Sometimes changing your requirements may end in a good way.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe she didn't know that height was a thing for her. Like, you know.
No,
and,
she knew that. She did admit that she knew that.
Yeah,
and Tanya even suggested on text that she needs to add that to her profile mm-hmm. from like now on. Like, I prefer taller men. And maybe that might save her from getting in the situation. But April was in a similar situation. I think this is a really good scenario to consider. She said, we all like what we like. If everything was great until you met him, for whatever reason, he's too short. I understand you, though. I had a type, too. But then one day, a good guy walks in, and he didn't look like anything I would ever consider.
Mm-hmm.
He was taller than my usual, bigger than my norm, had no kids. So I chose a friendship, but 5 years later, I love him like no other person.
Ah, see, that's a good point. And, you know, I think about even my wife and myself, and I didn't fit the norm of what my wife had previously dated, you know? Mm-hmm. I was shorter than the guys that she had typically dated as well. But
she's not super tall, and
no.
So you guys, like, fit well
right,
together.
Right. So I think we're all kind of saying, let's give him a shot because, or at least, am I right there?
Oh, absolutely. Teresa sent a picture of she and her husband. She's 5'7". She's taller than her husband. They're uh-huh. adorable together. Yeah. I think it really comes down to, let's see if you have chemistry. Like,
well, and I think already she's saying
in every other way.
They do. Yeah.
Well, then I feel like we explore that. We don't write it off just because doesn't meet the height requirement you were expecting.
This guy knows that he's shorter than the average guy. He knows this, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's very self-conscious about this, but I bet you 100% he makes up for it in other ways.
Holla.
That's right.
Everything seems to line up.
That's right. When you're horizontal. All right. So we're saying, hey, you know what? Give him a chance. And I know that you didn't want to hear this from us, but this is what we're saying. And so you came to us, and so this is what we're saying. You have to listen to it.
Exactly. You have to do what we say. That's the rules. I would just say this. I feel like this could be the best thing ever. You may be calling us back and thanking us.
That's right. All right, well, cool. Well, keep us updated for sure. But yes, I think Kelly and I and everybody is saying the same thing. Look, give him a shot. Don't look over the height requirement that you had in your brain.
No pun intended.
For what could otherwise be a great guy. All right. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is the weekend of the St. James Arts Festival happening there in Old Louisville. And if you're a fan of art, maybe you're going there. Maybe you find this piece of art that's freaking everyone out in Spain.
This is just creepy.
Yeah, describe it real quick, Kelly.
So it looks like this giant, really lifelike looking woman's face
mm-hmm.
that's just kind of peeking out of this like river, this body of water in Spain. And it's like it kind of, the tide covers it and then it uncovers it at different times of day.
So it looks like she gets covered by water throughout the day?
Yeah, as the tides rise and fall. It's like a 264-pound fiberglass figure that's submerged. And it's like, when it's kind of uncovered,
mm-hmm.
she looks like she's drowning. But eerily, she just kind of doesn't look like she's fighting it. And it's really like, that's why it's so creepy. I think it's the expression on her face that's really freaking people out.
Yeah.
And it was kind of made as like some grand political statement, but everybody's kind of making up their own meaning. Somebody named her Maria, you know, just, it's really kind of bizarre.
So yeah, as you're going to St. James, maybe you're thinking, you know what? I need the ceramic figurine of a lady that looks like she's drowning in water to add to my art collection.
Put it in the fountain out there at St. James Court.
Right. My God.
Put a face in the fountain. See if people freak out.
We tweeted this so you can take a look at it at Ben and Kelly Show. Setting the bar. We always do setting the bar stories every single morning, which kind of sets the bar for your day very low, right, Kelly?
It's a small little hurdle you can jump over and have a successful day.
That it is. Quit drugging the fish.
What are you talking about? People are drugging fish? Where are they drugging fish?
All right, so let me get to this. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking so many drugs, your pee makes the fish high, you're doing okay.
No.
I'm saying and referring to is the Glastonbury Festival that is there in England. It just wrapped up. It was a five-day music festival, right? So after the festival, they realized that concert goers were doing so many drugs and then skipping actually using the festival's facilities and instead peeing in the rivers.
Oh, no.
That was having an effect on the wildlife.
How exactly are we figuring out there are drunk fish? Did they go fishing? Test it? How do you figure that out? I'm real confused.
Well, they took samples from the White Lake River, both upstream and downstream from the festival, and it found that the concentrations of like these various drugs quadrupled the week after the festival, suggesting that this is from the Glastonbury Festival, and discovering that they rose to levels that would affect the wildlife.
That's insane.
I know.
Like, literally, this is drug, fish, wildlife science.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew?
But they're saying, hey, you know what? Festival attendees next year, please, use the official facilities when you gotta go.
Let's post some signs.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, don't pee in the water, because then the wildlife, the fish, will be inebriated. This is so weird.
Right. So setting the bar, you know, there's a lot of activity happening in the Louisville, Kentuckiana area here this weekend and the next several months. But just keep in mind, go in the facilities that are marked for that sort of thing.
Also, kids, drugs are bad.
Yeah. Well, then there's that too. Tonight, Pink Prom, Melwood Arts Center, 8:00. Hopefully we'll see you out there. If we do, come up, say hey, because we'd love to take a picture with you. Give you a fist bump and all that fun stuff, because it'll be a fun night, right?
Sparky, what's your outfit look like?
I don't even know. I haven't picked it out yet. I'm going to ask my wife.
It's prom. I'm wearing gold sequins. I'll be very sparkly. I'm basically going to be a walking kind of rose gold disco ball.
All right.
That's kind of the look I'm going for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to incorporate some sort of pink because it's Pink Prom. It's for Norton Cancer Institute and
I'm a rose gold. That's about as pink as I could get because there's a big shortage of pink dresses out there right about now.
Okay. Well, I'll probably piece together something I already have. So, but like
you're not going to rent something from Rent the Runway?
But like I said, I'll probably just lay out a bunch of stuff and let my wife pick it out. So
The bird shirt that you're wearing, I think, is a nice choice. Just throw a tie on and
yeah, it's not pink.
Throw a jacket on over it.
Yeah.
It's not pink. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could find a pink tie.
This is not a bird shirt, Kelly.
Oh, it's not. It looks like birds.
It's my cock-a-doodle-doo shirt. It's a rooster shirt.
Oh, it's
shirt.
A cock-a-doodle. Oh, roosters. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Rooster.
Okay.
Yep. That's right. So
we're going to dress to impress is what we're saying.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see you there. And if you need tickets, remember 100% of your ticket goes towards Norton Cancer Institute. So you can party knowing that you are helping. And it's after 8. You can always go to thepinkprom.com or wdjx.com. Just click on events. And it's all there for you, too.
There you go. Prom night.
Prom night is on.
Are you
going
to get a corsage for your wife? Okay, yeah, no, we're not either.
I mean, you know, at least you're not taking Troy Mick this year, right?
Yep, nope. I am pretty confident that I will have a ride home for my after prom trip to my house.
That's right.
Yep.
As opposed to your high school where it was Troy Mick who just stood you up at your after prom.
Took Heather to my after prom trip.
Damn her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So hopefully we'll see you out there. No, not at all. You're way past that.
Yep.
8 o'clock, Melwood Arts Center. We'll see you out there. All right. Other than that, have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.